I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. While everyone has been adjusting to the many challenges brought about by the pandemic, thousands of patients in the U.S. have also been awaiting a life-saving organ transplant during this same time. To talk about pediatric and adult organ transplantation in recent months is Dr. Satish Nadig. He's an adult and pediatric multi-organ transplant surgeon, and he's the P.K. Baliga M.D. Endowed Chair in Solid Organ Transplantation at MUSC. Dr. Nadig, how many children and adults in the U.S. are currently awaiting some sort of organ transplant?
We have about 115,000 people on the transplant wait list, so 115,000 people awaiting an organ for transplant, and about 2,000 children under the age of 18. 25% of that make up children under the age of 5 awaiting a life-saving organ.
And what kinds of organs are we talking about here?
The majority of these patients that are on the wait list for transplant are in need of a kidney transplant. Kidneys are the most commonly transplanted organ. Livers, hearts, lungs, pancreas, intestines make up the rest of the organs transplanted.
What's the status of transplantation in South Carolina right now?
Well, we are continuing to do the best we can for those patients that are on our list. And so we've continued our transplant programs, both abdominal transplant programs as well as thoracic transplant programs. We have slowed down a bit on the living donor transplant side in order not to put our donors in harm's way.
What are some of the biggest challenges regarding transplantation brought about by this pandemic?
Well, as per the United Network of Organ Sharing or UNOS guidelines, we are not to transplant patients who are COVID positive. We know that under any circumstance of surgery, those that are COVID positive do very poorly, and that's even worse with transplantation. And so we have to do COVID testing, and we don't have days for it to come back. And so when an organ becomes available, a patient is called in, and we have to delay the transplant sometimes until we get that COVID testing back. We also work very closely with our organ procurement organization to make sure that all COVID testing is done on donors as well. So we're not transferring tissues that have COVID positivity as well. So that's added some logistic barriers that we've overcome to be able to continue our programs.
In your area of expertise, are there new ways that you are using virtual visits, even with your transplant patients, either before or after surgery, for example?
Absolutely. We've really made a pivot to doing as much as we can virtually on DoxyMe and telehealth. In fact, our encounters for outpatient visits went up 16.2% this past year, much of which is because we've gone to a lot of televisits and virtual visits. My pediatrics program has gone almost completely virtual for preoperative evaluations and even in the postoperative state when patients don't necessarily need to be seen physically.
Are there any new advances related to organ transplantation on the horizon that we might see in the near future?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of emphasis on what we're doing before the organs get implanted. Also, targeted drug delivery that we're doing here at MUSC is now in large animal trials. So lots of exciting things, even in the face of the pandemic, are happening in transplantation.
Dr. Nadig, thanks for providing this update about organ transplantation during the pandemic.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.